shop, putting the poster up, dreaming of anything, dreaming of the time when you are free from all the trouble you're in. In the mud, on your knees, trying hard not to please anyone all the time, being a rebel's fine. You go all the way to being brutal. You will have a boy tonight. You will have a boy tonight. On the first bus out of town. On the first bus out of town.
So let's see a kid for games. All the girls look the same. You a challenge.
You have a fortune, baby, you will have.
broken with the boy who plays bass guitar, with the boy who's wearing flowers. He didn't care. He lit the fuse and ran for a mile. The space rocket went up in style.
Squirrels I read about somewhere that he likes squirrels quite a lot. There's these two videos that we got for wedding presents called the E-Files. E-Files 1 and E-Files 2. About how Elvis is supposed to be still alive. And one time when he came round, we were watching one of those. He didn't say anything, he just sat on the armchair. He was playing with his collar a bit, and he watched it all through, but then when it finished, he just got up and walked up into the mezzanine and didn't say anything. The first few times he came round, and I didn't speak to him at all, or do anything. I wasn't really sure what to say. Pam spoke to him quite a lot, and she seemed to know what to do more than I did. He had quite a strange manner. He would just go into your stuff and look through it, and then he'd maybe pick something up and play with that for a wee while, but he'd never make any comment about any of it. It seemed pretty rude to me. But I just watched whatever Pam did with him, listened to how she talked to him, and then after a while I started to copy that, tell him a few things, not really bother about whether he responded or said anything back or not. I think the first time I spoke to him, we were sitting up on the mezzanine, and I decided that I would tell him about me and me camp and how it was we'd come to be living there. I thought he probably liked the fact that we were living there because he came round so much, so I thought he might want to know how it was that it came about. We did it all over backwards, I told him. First of all, we got to know each other, and then a while after that we met. And when we'd known each other for about 7 years, we decided to have an anniversary. And that went quite well. So after the anniversary, we had a honeymoon. And that went well too. So after that, we decided we would get married. That's why we're living there now. I used to think my dad was Elvis, but I haven't told him that yet. I haven't told my dad either.
I don't know how will I get her to strike her.